Hawaii Five-O, a police drama, premiered in 1968, it was the first television series to shoot on location in Hawaii. It helped develop Hawaii's TV and film industry and its number one economic engine, tourism. Ever since 2010, when CBS began producing a new version, the state has been reaping the benefits.
Hawaii Five-O has contributed significantly to Hawaii's economy, not just in production, but in what they do to help promote the destination. Hawaii Five-O is a buzzword everywhere, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you watch broadcast television. So for us, it is a huge, enormous pump into our tourism economy as well as our local economy.
That's Georgia Skinner. She heads the Hawaii State Film Office. She says last year, production companies spent $400 million filming in Hawaii, making it the state's best year ever. Hawaii has also been getting good publicity from several recent movies that were made here.
Well, I think the whole Pirates of the Caribbean, Soul Surfer, films like Just Go With It. These are big feature films that have really showcased Hawaii in a great way. And we're very excited about The Descendants, a film based on a book by a Hawaii writer, Kaui Hart Hemmings. And that film will be coming out this year. It is the first time, I think, that people will see Hawaii in a very different light than they're used to seeing it.
The Descendants is about a man whose wife is in a coma and the devastating information he learns about her while she's dying. The lead is played by George Clooney. Alexander Payne directed the movie.
Shooting in Hawaii is one of the reasons I wanted to make the film. And not just for the obvious, the sun and surf and all of that, but my previous visits to Hawaii had taught me that there's a very interesting and complex social fabric there that I wanted to get to know a little bit more, as much as I could, and try to represent it faithfully on screen.
While luring film productions hasn't been easy, Skinner says tax incentives passed 5 years ago have helped.
Some states will allocate funds that they give to productions to lure them there. We don't do that here in Hawaii. The most important thing about the credit that is in our state is that it requires a workforce development component, and the studios and all of the productions, whether they're from locally based projects or national or international, they all use local labor.
To qualify for a tax credit in Hawaii, productions must provide internships or contribute to the state's public schools through funding, equipment donations, or education programs.
We compete more with global destinations, so New Zealand, Australia, Puerto Rico, often other tropical locales, but we're much more than just tropical locations.
Skinner says Lost, the ABC drama, showed the world that Hawaii could double for places like Korea, Iraq, England, Africa, and even Russia covered in snow.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Hawaii Five-O, aloha to Hapa.
Now she says the new Hawaii Five-O is reviving interest in the Hawaiian Islands as a vacation spot. About 10,000 people turned out to kick off the premiere of season 2 at a special screening on Waikiki Beach. Australian actor Alex O'Loughlin plays Detective Steve McGarrett, the head of the Hawaii Five-O crime-fighting team. Fans travel from as far away as Europe and Australia to see him and the other Hawaii Five-O stars on the red carpet.
I'm from Germany, and I came here for sunset on the beach and to see Alex.
I'm from a town in New South Wales. It's my first time overseas. I got a passport for this very occasion. So I'm here to see Alex and the cast. And I'm so excited about it.
Hawaii Five-O's executive producer, Peter Lenkov, says you can't recreate the look of Hawaii on a soundstage.
You know, it's Hawaii Five-O, so I think you can shoot this show anywhere else. What gives it an edge? I think it's just the people, the location. It's just unique.
Many in Hawaii hope the ripples from Hawaii Five-O continue to bring film crews and, along with them, the economic boost that the state wants and needs. For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.